Joining me now on the All About Symbian podcast, or is it the All About Engage podcast, just for this episode at the Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco. It's the Game Developer Conference. It is a space where everybody who is anything in gaming, be it console, mobile, casual, whatever, has got a presence. And with the 2 days of Platinum sponsorship on the mobile track, and Nokia, flagging up also Nokia and Engage and Ovi, are certainly here to make an impression on the American developers. And joining me now, VP of Games from Nokia, Jaakko Kajasera, all the way from Finland, and he's already looking at the pronunciation on his name. Why do Finns have such hard names for everybody else in the world, Jaakko?
Yeah, it's Jaakko Kajasera, so it's almost there. It's hard, I know, but let's try to...
See, Jaakko is an easy one, so can we go in first name terms on this one?
Yeah.
Right, as I said there, the American developers... obviously in love with the iPhone. Anybody who's walking around the sessions here will realize that to this market, mobile gaming means the devices from Cupertino. Has Engage been left behind?
I think, it's really great to see the kind of excitement back in the industry. So there are lots of opportunities, and I agree, iPhone is obviously being here is one of the kind of discussion topics. And again, looking at from our perspective and how we are selling at the moment and where we are present, it's kind of the geographic match is actually quite nice, because iPhone is still a lot US dominant here, where I suppose we are then focusing on Asia and Europe, and those are also the key markets for Engage at the moment. And maybe in some sort of, if you think of technology perspective, touch will come to Engage as well to N97 and so forth, but we are of course then kind of linking our offering to the device offering what the company has. So in a way, we are serving our customers who are the Nokia users who decide to go for a Nokia device, and our task here is to kind of offer them the premium gaming experience. And we're kind of catching up then also from, if you think Engage is a premium games offering coming from the kind of adding the community and coming from the higher end perspective, then we are now adding Ovi Store to our games offering to cover the long tail, which sort of earlier has been covered through the various carrier markets. And that's one of the differences between Apple and ourselves, where they are kind of a vertically closed model, and Nokia is then operating on a more open model together with the carrier partners. And now we're just with the Ovi Store kind of consolidating the long tail as well, and improving the user experience and offering wider range of games for the people.
If there was one thing you could steal from the Apple Store and the infrastructure around the iPhone and have it work in Engage just like that, what would you take?
I don't think there's one thing to steal. I think it's many things to learn from. It's the many things when you have iTunes and you've registered and you have a lot of registered users and you introduce a new product for the registered users. So it's kind of you're selling new products to your existing customer base. Whereas we, as Nokia, we've kind of invested in the services through several different acquisitions, and our user base is perhaps not as holistic yet. So that's the area where we need to work on, and where we are working on a lot. So there are a lot of things that you can learn about, but hard to say one single thing. I mean,
speaking of that user base, we had reports coming out this morning that there are now a million active profiles. Sorry, there are a million profiles on Engage, and obviously with the numbers game, there's various definitions that profiles, active profiles, registered members, community. How's Nokia deriving that number of 1 million?
1 million is the kind of Engage Arena registered user profiles, and I think the more important thing there is the growth rate as opposed to the kind of the total number, because 1 million is a starting point. We had 400,000 in October, now 1 million now, so it kind of resonates the growth in the service.
So those aren't necessarily people who are active, for example, in the community boards, because I think there's about 200,000 registered names. These are people who've made a profile and necessarily bought a game as well, or just registered a profile?
There are people who registered their profile. Many of them have purchased the game, but some of them don't have the device yet, or compatible device they are planning to do. They have interest, so they've kind of expressed their interest to registering the profile. But yeah.
I suspect your Nokia aren't seeing it, how many of that million have bought a game.
No, we haven't said that, no.
What's it like, though, in terms of user engagement compared to the original Engage and the Engage QD devices? Are you seeing percentage-wise the same sort of engagement from people who have the device and are active in the community, or is it more or less?
That's a really interesting question, and this comes now kind of from the hip because I haven't done the calculations and all that.
But we'll go with best feel here.
Yeah, I think we're substantially on a higher activity level compared to the first Engage. When you look at how many people are downloading the games, how many people are kind of purchasing them, having activity through kind of to their friends and using instant messaging and the application. So yeah, we're clearly on a higher activity level.
And obviously you've got a lot more devices now than just the original two devices that you had on the original Burn Through in S60 version 1, or whatever the branding gods have told me to call it nowadays. Engage has just made its appearance on the E-Series devices, on the E75. Although you said there, and this is probably from my hip as well, having had some time with the E75, it's not the greatest of machines for gaming, especially when you look at high quality gaming such as the recently announced Need for Speed and the more fast paced things like One. Is Engage really suited for the sort of E-Series and devices that just have general controls, or is there a feel that there are still some people who prefer an almost QD like device?
Yeah, I think this is that's an important kind of a discussion from the kind of a whole understanding the whole service and how it scales with the devices, and because there are different people having different tastes and different user profiles or kind of a personal profiles behind the user. So those people who go for E75, they don't necessarily even play Need for Speed. And I agree, I mean, it's not the greatest gaming experience with some of the devices. In some devices, though, there are. And then you see people kind of... What we are getting statistics at the moment all the time is that in which devices, which games are selling in which countries. And that creates you a massive amount of data points, which helps you then to direct the kind of game offering which is preloaded on the device for those people. However, then, of course, our machinery in the company is pretty large, and we have several device programs and several different devices. So in some devices we concentrate more on, because we know that goes to the right segment. Some devices we just, okay, we realize that we can support it very easily, it doesn't add a lot of work, so just put it in the application and let those consumers who still want to do gaming on that device also do it. And then trial is important here, because free trial gets you kind of a test the game before you make the purchase decision.
For a long time, Nokia said that earlier end series devices, such as the N73, would have Engage running on them. Yet we had the announcement last week that we won't be supporting them. Given that those were the base reference designs, why aren't you leaving that choice to the consumer, where you're leaving it in the choice of the hands of an E75 owner?
There are so many technical things and kind of restrictions which made the consumer experience so much inferior compared to kind of E75, for instance, that we felt that it's not a good service for the consumers to and unfortunately we couldn't support it technically. It just was kind of a memory restrictions and all that, and it wasn't directly related to the gameplay itself only, but it's also kind of combined the application, the purchase experience, the community, and then that whole kind of a service aspect didn't work.
How long between the internal decision to the public announcement on that we can't support it anymore?
Pretty short time, actually. We tried hard. I quoted in some of the interviews in the Nokia Games Summit that we're still give it the last try, but then we ran into showstoppers, and after that it was a pretty easy conclusion that okay guys, this don't work, so let's give out the communication and prepare for that. And also it's a priority question, looking at kind of the fleet of new devices what we are having, so you need to allocate your resources prudently and you focus on the devices which are kind of in the early cycle of their life cycle as opposed to kind of end of life cycle.
With so many of the new Nokia devices coming out with different realms of sensor technology, some have accelerometers, some have GPS, some of them are going to have touch, are games going to be specifically targeted at a platform which has sensor, or will it, for example, let's take touch for example, there are some games that will work very well with touch, will they be restricted to just touch devices, or will you be asking the developers to make sure it works over anything that carries Engage, even though it's missing a certain sensor technology?
that's probably going to be decided then game by game. You look at how some Dutch games just don't work if you put an ITU keypad on it. So we will need to take that device by device. Some games will work with accelerometer quite nicely. Bounce is one example where we have Dutch version and we have an accelerometer version. So, and then when it comes to the Nokia first party, of course, then the decisions are more in our hands. When it comes to the EA or Gameloft, they look at the numbers and the device volume forecasts and make the decisions kind of themselves.
How are relations with EA specifically and your third parties? Before, back at the end of the year, EA were rather worried about the Mosh service and piracy, for example. We know Mosh is closed down. But a lot of the games that are coming out of Gameloft and EA and so on are Java ports of existing titles with a little bit of Engage drafted on the top. Is that good or bad for the system, in your opinion?
I think there are good examples and bad examples. Again, some of the games, I agree, the quality level is not on the level where we... And that's not particularly EA or Gameloft, or just without naming the titles, I think people who are browsing the list of games know which I'm talking about. So some of them don't meet the quality level. It's a business decision made by our partners, and you have to respect that one. Then again, it's our responsibility to make the business decision easy for them, i.e. we need to make the service scale, we need to make it even easier for the consumers to discover and get into the services and get in within the Engage service. And then I think it's a prudent business discussion and decision. If multiplayer works better than single player and sells better, people are going to go for multiplayer. I think one great thing here was that Apple was announcing the multiplayer for the SDK support. We've had it for 2003 and we've been trialing out a lot. We think we know what works and what doesn't, but it's still, those decisions are for the third on the kind of hands of the partners, and you can try to influence or then not.
Are we going to see a return to local area network gaming? A lot of the multiplayers now, for example, Monopoly is a good example, would work great if you have multiple handsets in a room, something that was on the original game devices. But we're seeing less and less of that in the recent N-Gage titles. Are we going to see an upswing?
We're going to see an upswing at some point of time. We are working on our technology architecture, of course, as well, and looking at how N-Gage will evolve further and what we are going to do there with regarding the service and kind of multiplayer technologies and communities and all that. So it's there will be new stuff coming and the community has always been kind of as a centerpiece. Hard to say whether that is exactly then local area kind of a network. We've had some hot seat as a kind of a lame example of very short local area network game, but like Monopoly. Also, hot seat there and TV out, and suddenly you have your family game with you when you move to your summer house or wherever. So it's actually pretty neat.
The other one, of course, is we've mentioned Nokia First Publishing. We've mentioned some large third-party companies there. What about the smaller, the indie developers? There's a huge number of them that have jumped on iPhone. There are a good number of them that have stayed with S60 as well, yet we're not really seeing them come into the N-Gage system. Is that because there are too many restrictions on those coming in, or you've been taking a more measured approach and are going to be bringing them in over the next year or so?
When you think about OV Store and N-Gage now coexisting, so that's kind of the solution for the smaller and indie developers. That's how you introduce them, and how you give them the monetization possibility, distribution, and then, I mean, you look at N-Gage as a more kind of a premium offering, and of course, I mean, nobody restricts people coming on N-Gage, but I think for a small indie developer, obviously we need to have a business opportunity and service, and that's what OV Store is for.
Will N-Gage be subsumed into OV Store?
N-Gage games will be distributed through the OV Store in the first. You still need to do the purchase and upload, kind of install them into the application. But longer term, yes, our services will be gravitating under the OV Store. OV is our brand umbrella over the services. It's an architectural and roadmap question when and what will actually happen then. But gradually you see more and more services merging under the OV Store. OV Store is actually the first step forward with regarding the kind of moving under the same brand umbrella.
What's been the most surprising thing for you and the N-Gage ecosystem in the last year?
I think one of the really big positive surprises was the Creatures of the Deep being the most commercially most sold title. We've seen critically acclaimed title also earlier with the early N-Gage. We've always been good in kind of a game innovation and development. Finally, it was good to see that actually innovation and something new, which is no brand and franchise, actually proves a commercial, provides a commercial success as well.
And what are you most looking forward to over the next year?
Couple of titles. Yamake being the first title where you have kind of a consumer created content. Dance Fabulous being the kind of a first title where you can play with your own music. Don't have to buy the music with the title. How we evolve that closer and utilize Nokia Music offering in a broader perspective and evolve that so that it kind of ties into the Nokia Music Store offering. Thirdly, how do we utilize social context and maps? We have some cool stuff in our labs in prototyping phase, how social context and maps could be part of games. So those are kind of the three areas where we'll be focusing from the content perspective.
No problem. Jaakko, it's a busy schedule here. Thank you very much for taking the time out to speak to us here at All About Symbian. I'm sure there's going to be a number of comments at the back end of this post. Could we maybe see if we could follow up by email and address some of those as a written interview?
Yeah.
No problem. So if you are listening, drop your emails, your questions at the end of this post. We'll email them in. Jaakko and I will get that sorted out. We'll write up a full feature for you. But for now, thank you very much for listening. www.allaboutsymbian.com and you and Spence here in San Francisco saying goodbye.